I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul.
Till morning, yeah. Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm happy you're here today. I hope you've all had a safe, healthy, and happy week. As all of you know, Christmas is in 6 days. Christmas is the day of Jesus' birth. And so today, the message is going to be, There in a Manger. Let's start today's message with a prayer. So won't you bow your heads with me and join me in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity for all of us to gather here today. Thank you for coming to earth so that you could redeem us. As we listen to the message you have for us today, help us to remember the extent to which you are willing to go to in order to save us. Because you first loved us, the debt for our sins have been paid in full. Without you, we would all still be wandering around lost in sin and without hope. Even though it is not quite Christmas Day, we are still going to join in together today to say Happy Birthday, Jesus. May each of our days be a celebration of who you are in our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel. May the words I speak come straight from you and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer. So, what's the real meaning of Christmas? Is it about the decorated tree? Is it about all the fancy lights and the window displays of the cities? Or the decorations that hang all over town? Is it about just the families getting together every year, eating this huge meal and feeling sick afterwards because we ate too much? Or is it about opening gifts? Is it about all the donations to worthy causes? How about all those beautiful cards that we receive in the mail at Christmas time? Is it the snow in our yard on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Caroling around town? The true meaning of Christmas, friends, is so much more. It goes far deeper than that. The true meaning isn't about all of that. But the true meaning of Christmas is about Christ Jesus and his birth and what that meant to you and I. Let's go ahead and get started by reading the scripture verse of the day. And today that is going to be found in Luke 2, 14, or 4 through 19. Luke 2, 4 through 19. The verses read, So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. Because he belonged to the house and line of David, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, that they were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. Friends, not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. People from all over the world celebrate with their own traditions in their own cultures. As I was researching some information for today's program, I found that 160 countries celebrate Christmas. But not all of them share the same name. They don't all call it Christmas, as we do in the United States. And some are not even observed on the same day that we do, which is December 25th. Christmas is supposed to be a joyous time of the year, but for many people, it is a time of sorrow. They don't have the extra money to buy presents for their children, or their family, or their friends. Many are saddened by their loved ones that have passed on, that will not be joining them this year. Turkey dinners may be a wish for some, but not a reality. Christmas has become so commercialized. It seems that we, as a society, have wandered off the path of what the true meaning of Christmas is. Maybe some of us don't know the true meaning of Christmas. And if we don't know the true meaning of Christmas, then there's a good chance that our children don't either. And they grow up thinking that it is all about the family get-togethers and the gifts. And that's very sad, friends. But no matter what is going on in your life, Christmas can be a season of great joy. Christmas is a time of the year when God shows His great love for us. It's a time of healing and renewal. Christmas is celebrating the ordinary birth. So why did He come? Why would God send His Son, His only Son, to this sometimes cruel, harsh world? He sent Jesus so that one day He would be a very important part of history. His story, His history, is one of truth, love, and hope. It brought about salvation for all of us. Without Jesus, there wouldn't be any hope for us of survival. We would die of our sins. Jesus came to bear the price of our sins, that which we could not repay on our own. We are all born of sinful nature. We are a flawed humanity, a flawed society. And that dates way back to the very beginning of time with Adam and Eve. That's where it all started, when Satan tricked Eve into eating from the forbidden fruit of knowledge, from the tree of the forbidden fruit of knowledge, then getting Adam to follow suit. We needed to have that sin removed, and Jesus was the only way for us to be reunited with God. So in doing so, we were made white as snow and whole again. Because of God's sacrifice for you and I, we know heaven is a place where we can go when this life is over. We have salvation in the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. When we accept Him as our Lord and Savior and allow Him to come into our hearts to reside, when we live out our lives pleasing to God, in 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, "But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." Friends, we can truly be happy this Christmas and every Christmas. Unite us back to God so that one day we could spend eternity in heaven with Him. If that's not true, unconditional love, then I don't know what it is. How many of us could so willingly give up one of our own children for the greater good of the cause? I'm not sure I could do it. That takes a great deal of faith. But you know, if God tells you to do something, gives you the direct order, then you better be willing to do it, even if it does mean sacrificing a child in His name. Christmas is one of the most important Christian holidays of the year. Christmas is a time of spiritual reflection on the important foundations of the Christian faith. If God commanded you to do this for Him, that would surely rattle your foundation, wouldn't it? You would probably be thinking, did I just hear God right? Did I hear Him really say that? Why would He ask such a thing? When Jesus came, He also left us with the gift of salvation. His birth is significant because of His death. For 33 years, Jesus lived a life free from sin so that He could be the perfect sacrificial lamb for the atonement of our sins. But He did, because He loved us so much He chose to do things the way that he did. In Philippians 2:5-11, the Bible tells us, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as of man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that was above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Friends, at this time I'm going to go ahead and take a short break. Please stay tuned in for the second half, and I hope you'll enjoy these songs.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby, oh baby, you've kissed the face of God? Oh Mary, did you know? For you, that he'd choose you to bring to us the King of Kings. God bless you, Mary. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and near pining till He appeared.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. If you are just tuning in today, the message is called there in a manger. In a few short days, it will be Christmas, so we are celebrating the birth of Jesus for bowed knees and heads and lifted hands. Praise be all the glory to God. I know this time of the year is a busy time for most of all of you, and Christmas has become so commercialized. It's easy to get wrapped up in all of that and lose track of what the true meaning of Christmas is. This time of the year seems to fly by, and before we know it, the season has passed us by. But I strongly urge you and your families to take some time out of your busy schedules this holiday season and reflect on the real reason for the season. Instead of getting lost in the hustle and the bustle, get some perspective. And I know that's hard because I struggle just like you guys do. You know, my life is busy and crazy also. And I'm guilty sometimes of getting caught up in all this and losing some perspective. But we all need to try to slow down our activities for just a little bit so that we can get some perspective on why we celebrate this holiday. Choose to have some reverence and give all the honor and glory to whom it is due. Take time this Christmas to share the true story of Christmas with your children and glorify the one who gave it all. A child was born in humble circumstances and was sacrificed on the cross for you and I. Don't ever forget that and what it means for you and I. It's not ever to be forgotten or taken lightly. That's a huge price to pay for the salvation of all of our souls. Let's show some respect and some gratitude for that. I'm not saying don't enjoy the Christmas parties and the food and the gifts, the family getting together, but what I am saying is don't forget to point your heart and the hearts of your family and those around you to the true meaning of Christmas. Christ Jesus came with a plan for redemption. In Isaiah 9:6, the Bible reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Up to this point in today's message, we've been talking about why we celebrate Christmas and what its true meaning is. But friends, I want to do the flip side for a moment. Can you even imagine on the flip side of things what it would be like without Christmas? It's hard to even imagine such a thing. And you're probably wondering how in the world I could even say such a thing. It's completely crazy. But what if on December 25th, what if everyone just treated it like another ordinary day? You woke up, there was no Christmas tree, no Jesus, no God, no Holy Spirit, nothing. Just another day like every other day of the year. You know, there are so many people out there in this world today that are trying to get away from and demanding, actually, like schools and things, that people do not say Merry Christmas anymore. But rather, we are supposed to say Happy Holidays. And friends, I'm going to tell you right now, I am never going to say Happy Holidays. I will continue to say Merry Christmas. The world is trying to take God, Christ Jesus, out of every area of our lives. And we have to stand up for our rights, for our beliefs. As believers, we are not going to allow this to happen. Christmas is more than just kindness and generosity and compassion. It's about the miraculous birth of the coming King. Friends, a life without Christmas is a life without hope, a life without peace or joy or any good news. Life without Christmas would be a hopeless life. And as has already been mentioned, it's during Christmas that we recall and we celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus. But without Him, there is no hope for salvation, no hope for a Savior, no one to wipe away our tears, no hope of spending eternity in heaven. Life without Christmas would mean a life without peace, and in its place would be just war. God signed the peace treaty with us, with Jesus' blood. Without Christmas, Jesus would not have been born. Everyone would have remained hostile toward God. Christmas is the celebration of a friendship that God initiated with us through the birth of the Savior. This declares everlasting peace with Him. Life without Christmas would mean an everlasting unrest in our soul. And ultimately, life without Christmas would mean a life of just nothing but bad news. The birth of Christ was a proclamation that the Messiah was coming to save all of us. If Christmas was removed from us, we would quite literally be hellbound. No Christmas means no forgiveness of sins. No Christmas means no perfect man to be our example for righteous living. This hard, cold truth, folks, gives us something extra to think about this Christmas season. What if Christmas didn't exist? I certainly would not want to be a part of a world without Christmas, without Jesus. It would be miserable beyond our imagination. In Titus 3:3-7, the hated hating one another, but the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared. He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus. So that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Friends, these verses give us a peek in the window of what this world would look like without Christmas, without the birth of Christ Jesus. We already see these behaviors in the world today, but it would be magnified so much more. So much more, it'd be so much worse than now what we're seeing. There would be foolishness, disobedience, deception. We would be enslaved by our own desires. We would live in a world full of hate, malice, and envy. You might say that we are currently living in those circumstances. But you know what the difference is? The difference is that now there is hope for a better world with Jesus. But without Jesus, all we would have would be strife and chaos and hate. There would be absolutely no hope. Period. None. So what are some things that we can do personally this year to keep Christ in our Christmas? The very number one way to keep Christ in our Christmas celebration is in our Christmas celebration is to have Him present in our daily life. If you've already accepted Jesus as your Savior and made Him the center of your life, keeping Christ in Christmas is more about the way that we live our life. Keeping Christ in Christmas means daily revealing the character the love and the Spirit of Christ that dwells in us by allowing these traits to shine through our actions. I want to share a few more ideas with you. Let's all try to do a few of these things this year if possible. Maybe we could give God one very special gift just from you to Him this Christmas. How do we do that? We need to make it something personal that no one else needs to know about, that no one else can give God. Let it be a sacrifice, your sacrifice, to God. Maybe your gift to God is that you're going to forgive someone that you've needed to forgive for a very long time. Perhaps your gift will be to commit to spending more time with God daily. Or maybe there's something that God has been asking you to do and you've been putting it off. Friends, this Christmas season, don't put it off for a minute more. Make this your most important gift of the season. And friends, maybe you could set aside some special time to read the Christmas story in Luke 1, 5 through 56, through 2, 1 through 20. Luke 1, 5 through 56, and 2, 1 through 20. You will be blessed and happy that you did. Another idea, maybe you could honor Jesus Christ and His birth by setting up a nativity scene in your home. You could also plan a project of goodwill for the community that you live in. And some examples of this might be adopting a family for Christmas that would otherwise not have a Christmas. Maybe you can ask an elderly neighbor if there is some kind of repairs that need doing around their home. Just go out, and perhaps you are the answer to their prayers. You could even consider taking your family or a group of people from church or your neighborhood and go to a nursing home or a children's hospital and do some Christmas caroling. Another great idea for keeping Christ in Christmas this year is to think of some act of service that you can do for each of your own immediate family members. This demonstrates Christ-like love and service. And some examples of that might be rubbing your husband or wife's back, doing the dishes for your wife for a week, fix your teenager's school lunches for a week, even though they're more than able to do it themselves. Give them a break. Fix your teenager's school lunches for a week. Take each of your children on separate nights to just hang out with them one-on-one, doing something that they enjoy, their choice. Or perhaps you could run an errand for your spouse. The ideas are limitless, but make it personal and make it meaningful and watch those blessings multiply. Everyone wants to feel appreciated. Everyone wants to feel special and loved. Everyone needs that, and they deserve that little extra. Sending Christmas cards that convey a spiritual message is another way of keeping Christ in Christmas. Friends, these are just a few of the ideas, and I know that each of you could come up with a whole lot more wonderful ideas for keeping Christ in Christmas this year. Friends, this Christmas season, whether you're going to be by yourself, whether you're going through a time of sorrow over losing a loved one, no matter what your circumstances are, friends, please take some time out to reflect on the true meaning of this Christmas. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the get-togethers with family. It's about Christ Jesus, who was born in a manger, a man, to come save us here on earth from our own sin. He paid the price with His life to be the bridge to reunite us back to our Heavenly Father. That, my friends, was the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate act of love No matter what you're going through in your life right now, there is always something to be grateful for. If you don't have family to spend time with on this Christmas, though you may feel all alone, you are not alone. God is right there beside you. Friends, rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord hath made. You don't have to be alone for the holidays. There's things that you could do. You could volunteer at a soup kitchen with others who are struggling through these holidays. You could lighten their burden, which in turn would be a blessing to you. There are a lot of things that you could involve yourself in. Just help someone else out that's in need during these holidays as you are. Friends, go out there and be a blessing to someone. If you don't have family to spend time with, or you're feeling down over a loved one, I encourage you to please go out and find something, someone, a group of someone to be with. Go to a church service. Get out of the house. Don't allow yourselves to get stuck in your own mind. Get out there and be a blessing to someone. You will receive a blessing from that. I guarantee you. Even if it's just going out and looking at Christmas lights, go walk around town. Go drive around the neighborhood. Just go out and do something. Get out of the house. Get out of your head. Satan would love to keep you at home, in your head, down and depressed this season. But don't let Satan win. This holiday season is about Jesus. Follow Jesus' example of showing others some of the greatest love you have to give by being of service to someone that needs someone this holiday season. Friends, let's go ahead and bow our heads in this closing prayer as we wrap things up today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing your message today. Don't let any of us miss you this Christmas season. Help us to simplify our activities and our traditions so that we can focus on you, the celebration of your birth. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace this Christmas season. May God richly bless you and your family this Christmas season in many unexpected ways. And from our house to yours, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Until next Saturday, same time, same place, think about today's message and go find a way to share Christ Jesus in all that you say and in all that you do. Be the light in the sometimes very dark world. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Amen.
Angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of Bethlehem. Mild he lays his glory mine. Born in Bethlehem.
to what I